Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on a request by 20 defectors from North Korea that Switzerland immediately block all assets belonging to their former country's leaders. Then we report on how South Korea is dealing with the increasing amounts of waste from electronic devices. And we will tell you how you can get a copy of the VOA 2015 wall calendar mailed to you free. North Korean defectors seek an asset freeze, and South Koreans deal with old devices that may be leaking toxic or poisonous chemicals into the ground. Those are our stories today on As It Is from VOA. Twenty North Korean defectors urged Switzerland to block all assets of the North Korean leadership immediately. The 20 have fled North Korea. They said the country's leaders are directly responsible for human rights crimes against their own people. Mario Ritter reports.
The group wrote an open letter to Swiss President Didier Burkhalter. In it, they argued that freezing assets could help reduce human rights violations that have been happening in North Korea for many years. Mr. Burkhalter said he understood why the group was angry at the country's leaders. But he said he could not freeze North Korean assets without orders from the UN Security Council. An Myung-chul is a well-known North Korean defector. Mr. An said he was not happy about President Burkhalter's response. Mr. An served as a prison camp guard in North Korea from 1987 to 1994. He says that, as a result, he knows how badly political prisoners are treated in that country. Mr. An now leads a non-profit organization called NK Watch. It aims to help end North Korean human rights violations. The organization is based in Seoul, South Korea. Mr. An said no one knows how much money North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and other top North Korean officials have in Swiss bank accounts. But, he said, many people claim that North Korean assets could be as high as $4 billion. And, Mr. An said, the money came from illegal or oppressive activities. He spoke through an interpreter. Mr. An spoke to the UN last year about the human rights situation in North Korea. He said it was very important to send North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to the International Criminal Court for trial. Mr. An said putting Mr. Kim on trial would send a strong message to the people in North Korea that their leader is a criminal. The UN General Assembly is expected to vote Tuesday whether to advise the ICC to consider the case of North Korea. The UN has already warned Mr. Kim to improve oppressive conditions in his country. If he does not, the group said he could face justice for past and present crimes. Some reports have said the human rights situation has improved since North Korea released some American prisoners. But Mr. An said the country is only using the issue to improve its image.
South Korea is dealing with increasing amounts of waste from electronic devices. These useless or unwanted parts are called e-waste. Tons of old computers, telephones, and other devices are taken to landfills. The old products may leak toxic or poisonous chemicals. Now, as Jonathan Evans reports, some local governments in South Korea are launching special e-waste recycling programs.
The city of Seoul throws out about 10 tons of e-waste each year. About 20% of that goes to the Seoul Resource Center, also known as the SR Center. There, electronic devices are taken apart so that valuable metals like gold or copper can be extracted and reused. South Korean officials say metal extraction is a $3.8 billion industry. Jiung Gung is the chief executive officer of the SR Center. He says reusing electronic parts is not only about earning profits. He says the goal is to protect the environment. He says, our planet has a limited amount of natural resources. Our company contributes to a sustainable society by conserving these materials. Jiung Gun says about 90% of what is brought to the center will be used on other products. The increase of e-waste is not only a concern in South Korea. The United Nations says millions of tons of e-waste end up in developing countries. Toxic materials like lead and mercury can create a severe health risk to the local population. The Seoul city government partnered with the SR Center to collect e-waste in 2009. Lee Tae-hung lives in the South Korean capital. He says recycling is also about protecting personal information from attack. He says if devices like phones are not recycled, then they could illegally end up in other countries like China or in Southeast Asia, and personal data could be stolen. But some environmental groups say not enough is being done to limit the amount of electronics sent to landfills. South Koreans keep buying more and more electronic gadgets. Some experts estimate that only 21% of the country's total e-waste gets properly recycled. Lee Joo-hong is with the Green Consumers Network. He says the average South Korean buys a new mobile phone every 18 months. He says companies offer special deals to buy new products. He says people change their phones so quickly, partially because companies offer big subsidies to buy new products. And Korean consumers do not want to feel left out by not having the latest model.
Recently, we received our supply of VOA wall calendars for 2015. To get your calendar, simply send an email to us at learningenglish@voanews.com. Be sure to include your mailing address when you write, and tell us what radio station you are listening to and the time of the broadcast. That's our program for today. I'm Christopher Cruz, reporting from VOA Learning English Headquarters in Washington.